And the people said, amen. This morning's commentary is sponsored by WaFed Bank. The debt limit bill has passed the House. It'll probably pass the Senate. It was a classic bipartisan compromise, and I was actually impressed by last night's debate. I found myself agreeing with some of the cuts, like clawing back the COVID relief money. If it's true that there are able-bodied people who aren't working and are still collecting COVID checks, it's time to get back to work. I agree with Republican Representative Garrett Graves.
We have legislation before us today that will strengthen and instill work requirements for welfare. We have legislation before us today that will rescind funds for additional IRS agents, because I have never had a constituent say, gosh, I wish I could have more audits.
And then he goes and brings up the IRS again, as did Representative Steve Scalise.
Let's talk about the IRS. In my years in public service, in the state level or in Congress, I've never got a single call from a constituent going, you know what? The thing we really, really want you to do is to go add more people to the IRS.
Well, unless you have a tax question, you're trying to get an answer, but you can't get through because no one's home. So you hire an accountant, except he can't get an answer either because no one's home. And then Kevin McCarthy himself.
This bill eliminates the funding that would have been spent this year to hire Biden's army of new IRS agents. Overall, we cut more than $20 billion from Biden's IRS slush fund. To date, they haven't been able to hire a single one of Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents. And I'll come back year after year to keep it that way. Because the government should work for you, not go after you.
And a whole new generation of budding tax cheats raise their voices in a heartfelt amen.